this has been quite a year for livestock producers, and the drought has affected many of us across the country. What are some of the challenges that occur when dealing with cattle that are stressed by drought?
Well, usually they're lighter. They're going to be weaned lighter than they usually are because they probably didn't gain as well on the cow. The cow didn't produce as much milk as usual. They may not have gotten adequate colostrum at birth because the cow starts producing that colostrum before the calf is born, and she was probably nutritionally stressed also. So in that follows that calf the rest of its life, that poor colostrum it got at birth.
The impact of the drought in other deficiencies, things that cattle might need nutritionally, what are some of those things?
Well, the grass has less protein in it when it's drought stressed, and protein is important for, you know, it's just a building block. Then the grass, drought stressed grass, does not uptake macro and micronutrients as well as non-drought stressed grass. So they could be deficient in that if they're not on a proper mineral program also. Some things we don't think about is green grass. We need green grass for vitamin A. So these cattle, a lot of times, are vitamin A deficient also because when we're supplementing or when they're on winter pasture, a lot of times we're supplementing them with whatever ration they use during the winter for protein purposes. But that's usually fortified with vitamin A, but it's not. They get vitamin A deficient when they're not eating green grass in the summer.
What about some of those other stresses, like, for instance, magnesium deficiency, other deficiencies along those lines that, you know, you might not think about this time of year?
They all come to a head because we've got to have proper nutrition, have a proper immune response in these cattle when you're treating them for pneumonia or whatever you're treating for. The vaccines aren't going to work as well because they didn't have a proper immune response. There are a lot of micronutrients that we don't think about. If we don't have a proper mineral program, then they could be deficient, especially copper. That's one of the ones that's very important for the immune system.
And what can you tell me what you would notice in an animal's behavior or appearance, symptoms that you would recognize as being a copper deficiency?
A lot of times it's hard to see. They just don't have they may not respond to their vaccines as well, or they may not respond to treatment as well.
There were some people that maybe put off their vaccinating programs, working cattle a little bit longer because of these, you know, the temperatures of 110 degrees,
yeah,
and putting that off. Are there some concerns that they should have when cattle were grazing down basically noses in the soil? I know one of the concerns was maybe blackleg.
Probably not. It's as long as they still get them vaccinated is the main thing. I think what we're going to see this year is that there'll be a lot of unworked cattle sold because they did put it off, and now, you know, they're into planting weed or doing something else, and they may just say, heck with it, we're just going to sell them as uncastrated, undehorned, unworked cattle.
Well, that sounds like...
But they still have time to do it if they will just get it done and get those shots in the calves.
Okay. You know, we talk so much about just having water at all to those cattle that, you know, a lot of people weren't really thinking about the importance of having a quality water supply.
During a drought, the water can get, it doesn't taste as good to the cattle, so they may not drink as much. So they could just be kind of chronically dehydrated. Also, they have to go further out into the water to get a drink, and they urinate, defecate in the water, which it all gets concentrated in that smaller pond, which they're going to be more likely to get leptospirosis or coccidiosis or other bacterial infections.
Okay.
Even viral infections.
Dr. Campbell, are there other factors that can be detrimental to cattle during a drought?
Yes, Sandy. The heat, of course, which you covered that earlier about heat can kill these cattle if we're trying to work with them on a hot day because they can't sweat. They just have to breathe faster to disperse that heat. Also, dust. Dust is a major factor in not just BRD, but also other diseases such as pink eye. And with the dust, we're going to be more likely to see more pink eye problems and probably more pneumonia because they can get just dust pneumonia. It doesn't even have to be a bacterial infection. It can cause a more of a chemical pneumonia with just dust.
Okay. I didn't think about that. Well, we want to talk a little bit about BRD and why is it important for cattlemen to treat for BRD during a drought?
Well, Cindy, it's always important to treat for BRD and to treat them early. But during a drought, as we discussed earlier, it's usually really hot too. And those cattle cannot sweat. They and their lungs are too small for their body size anyway. So the more lung tissue that we lose, the less productive that they're going to be later in life. And they're more likely they are the first really hot day next year, you might find them dead because they can't blow off that heat and they still have their winter coat on.
Why should cattlemen use Zactran?
Zactran works so quickly with and the dosage is right. 2 cc's per 110 pounds within 30 minutes after a subcutaneous dose, it's working. It's in those lungs working above MIC 90 and something else. It's both bactericidal and it's bacteriostatic because it gets up to such a high concentration, it just kills the bacteria. It has two properties to it. And then after about 3 days, it drops down to a level where it's just bacteriostatic, which inhibits the bacterial growth, and it lasts for 10 days.
What are or where should a producer go if he wants to learn, he or she want to learn more about Zactran? Should they go to their local vet, or are there other places they can learn more?
Well, they could go to their local vet, or they could get on the internet at www.zactran.com or talk to their local Mariel rep, or they can also call 1-888-MARIEL-1 to get more information, or they can tell them where to go where they could obtain more information.